David Friedenberg is a 28-year-old cab driver in New York. He also runs Famous Fat Dave's Five Borough Eating Tour. It's not a conventional culinary tour. There are no tablecloths and, in some cases, no tables. In fact, most meals are eaten in a car. But as Oregon food writer David Welch discovered, what the tour lacks in ambience, it makes up for in killer cuisine.
When I first spoke with David Friedenberg the night before the tour, he gave me some very simple instructions. Be hungry. It was good advice, because when we met outside my Upper West Side hotel, it was clear I was in for some serious eating.
We're going to hit as many boroughs as we can, in as short a time as we can, eat as much as we can.
Friedenberg goes by the name Famous Fat Dave, and yes, he is a little pudgy. He's been giving food tours for over 4 years now. Some tours have themes. Pickled New York, the best of Brooklyn. Others are simply all-out eat-a-thons. Tours last around 4 hours and are given by private car or in an authentic yellow cab Friedenberg calls the Wheels of Steel. I'm joined today by my wife Jen Lewis and my friends Diane Cook and Jorge Just. As we're driving north into Harlem, Friedenberg tells us how he gets his restaurant tips.
Every time I drop off a fare, I always ask, where do you eat? Always. But let's say I'm taking someone to 98th Street in Amsterdam, and I ask them where they've eaten. If they've lived here for 30 years, they're going to know better than Frank Bruni, you know?
Our first stop came from one of these tips. It's a soul food buffet called Manna's. They serve everything you could imagine. Chicken fried steak, collard greens. But Friedenberg has his sights set on one thing. Deviled eggs. He darts inside and returns with a plastic container filled with four enormous eggs covered in mayo, paprika, and chives. Jorge is the first to take a bite.
I think that is definitely the finest deviled egg I've ever had.
Really?
I think so.
And just like that, the eggs are gone, and we're on our way to the next stop, fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
Awesome.
Famous Fat Dave says that some of the best fried chicken in the city is at Charles's Southern Style Kitchen. It's a small West Harlem restaurant that serves mostly takeout. There's a counter, a cash register, and a large glass case filled with crispy chicken.
What do you guys think, like a leg and a breast and a thigh or something?
Yes, yes, and yes. We take the bag of steaming chicken back to the car to eat en route to our next stop.
All right, guys. Dig in. Again, don't worry about getting bits of fried chicken on the floor.
And we don't. Fried chicken is torn, passed, and devoured. It's crispy, salty, and extremely moist. So moist that chicken juice actually sprays onto the windshield. The entire car is elated. We are giddy. We are practically drunk on fried chicken.
That kicks ass.
But things move fast on this tour. And before we can finish our last bites of chicken, Famous Fat Dave is thinking about our next stop.
You guys like jerk?
Yeah.
Have you ever had jerk shrimp?
No.
You're going to have it in about 2 minutes.
We pull up to a small Jamaican restaurant in the Bronx called Feeding Tree. Famous Fat Dave ducks in and returns with a white styrofoam box filled with steaming shrimp. These are shell-on, peel-and-eat shrimp. They're smothered in a thick brown jerk sauce. Diane is the first to dive in.
Make sure you lick the shell before you toss it.
Yeah.
The sauce is spicy and tangy. The shrimp are pillowy and sweet. We're huddled around a box filled with empty shrimp shells, licking our fingers as jerk sauce runs down our arms.
Yeah, not after. That's heat.
Yeah, you don't need to eat your second one for a little bit.
After a healthy dose of napkins, we're back in the car heading south. We stop for samosas at Five Star Punjabi in Queens, then on to Brooklyn for a fried rice ball the size of a grapefruit. We eat pizza in Bensonhurst and a roast beef sandwich I still have dreams about. We stopped at 8 places in 5 hours. I was full, but I wasn't stuffed. The stops weren't so much meals as they were generous tastes. And the other thing? I got to see a lot of New York. For NPR News, I'm David Welch.
Some of Fat Dave's favorite restaurants are at npr.org.